Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we give you all the glory, all the power that is due to your name, mighty Father. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come into your presence, O God. We surrender all before you. We commit the service in your able hand, O Jehovah. We sanctify the altar with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify the instrument of worship with the blood. We sanctify our hearts, our mind, our soul with the precious blood of Jesus as we dedicate this service in your able hand. In the name of Jesus, Father, we have gathered here to acknowledge your sovereignty, to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, it is our prayer that you minister to us today, O God. It is our prayer that you will touch our hearts, O Jehovah Adonai, that we will not live the way we came. We are living with something in the name of Jesus. We are living that we have been touched. We are living that we have been healed in the name of our God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the King of Kings. Father, we worship you. We adore you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. We worship you, Ebenezer. We give you all the praises in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord. Blessed be the King of Glory. Blessed be the Lord of Hosts. Father, we worship you. We adore you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We worship you, our King. We worship you, our God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For no one is like you, O mighty one of Jacob. No one is like thee. You are worthy. You are worthy, O Father. You are worthy. You are worthy, Ebenezer. You are worthy, King of Glory. You are worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the King of Kings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord, for your children across the nation that are tuning in this day. Thank you for each and every one of them, mighty Jehovah God. As we come with a heart of expectation, we surrender everything that we are going to do today in your able hand, that let thy power fall in a mighty way, O God. Move in a mighty way and touch each and every one of us in a mighty way. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. I want us to encourage ourselves tonight from the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This was a time that Paul, the servant of God, and also the apostle of Christ, he had a situation. Praise the Lord. He had a situation where he was suffering. Hallelujah. And he said that a thorn was put in his flesh. And he says that this thorn that was put in his flesh was a messenger of Satan. Can you imagine that? Praise the Lord. This is a man of God. This is an apostle of God. This is a messenger of God who was working out great miracles, casting devils, healing the sick, raising the dead, opening the blind eyes, yet a messenger of Satan was pinching him on the flesh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, this is one of the mystery that sometimes God want us to see as men that we are weak without him. Hallelujah. We don't win because of our knowledge, not because of our strength, but because of the help of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is by the help of God, it is by the grace of God, you will become what God wants you to become. Hallelujah. It is not by power, neither is it by might, but it is by the help of God. It is by the Spirit of Christ that you can be able to overcome that situation, that you can be able to receive strength to live above the problem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is not that the problem is not there. There are moments where the problem needs to be there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because if the problem is not there, you will stop your faithfulness to God. If the problem is not there, you will even stop coming to church. You will stop seeking the face of God. Praise the Lord. You know, there are many people that could be in the church today, but they chose not to be because they are in comfort zone, because everything in their life seems to be working well. So they don't see the need of seeking God. They don't see the need of being in the presence of God. Hallelujah. But sometimes God has to pinch us a little bit. Hallelujah. Because the pinching is meant to push you to be in the right place. Praise the Lord. The pinching is meant to push you to position yourself with the will of God. The pinching is meant to bring you to a place where you realize it's not by might, neither by power. It is by the Spirit of God. It is not by your strength. It's not by your education. It's not by your masters. It's not by your PhD. It is by the help of God. It is by the grace of God. And they say, my grace is sufficient at the point of your weakness. In other words, the Lord is saying, my grace is perfect when human strength has failed. The grace of God is perfected when doctors have failed. The grace of God is perfected, hallelujah, when men are fainting, when women are fainting, when systems are fainting, hallelujah. That is the time where the grace of God is mightily at work. Praise the Lord. We saw the grace of God was mightily at work in the life of Isaac, that the place where people were sowing and their crops were failing, the Bible said that the same year God gave the seed to Isaac and he sowed on the land and he reaped 100-fold. At the same place where other business were failing, at the same place where other farmers were failing, God made Isaac to excel in the mighty name of Jesus by the grace of God. Hallelujah. God can make you excel even in bad economy, because it is not by might, neither by power. It is by the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. So don't despise yourself. Hallelujah. When you have reached to that place where you know that your strength is failing, your knowledge is failing, your doctors are failing, your pastors are failing, your brothers are failing, your wife is failing you, your children is failing you, that is the time you need to cry out and say, Lord, here I am. Take over, take over, take over every situation. Take over what I am not able to do and use me for your glory. Use me for your glory. There are times that we have to be pressed for the glory to be seen. We have to be pressed for the glory to be seen. You have to be pressed for the oil to flow. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, even the real oil, hallelujah, for example, the olive oil, it goes through the process, praise the Lord, where they beat it. Hallelujah. They beat the seed. After they beat the seed, they squeeze squeezed it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And on the process of squeezing, the oil comes out. Hallelujah. There are situations where God will allow to happen in your life to squeeze the oil out of you. Hallelujah. Because as those things will be happening, hallelujah, you will be spending time with God. You will be spending your time with God. You will be relying in God. You will be surrendering yourself in God. And at that time, God will come at that point of weakness and use you in a mighty way. I have heard of testimonies of pastors who say that they went for a healing crusade and they were not feeling well. Praise the Lord. They themselves, they were sick. Praise the Lord. But the moment they entered the altar, an unction of healing came upon them. An unction of power came upon them. An unction of signs and wonders came upon them. And the power of God began to flow and the sick began to be healed. Praise the Lord. And they themselves, they were in need of healing. And this is the case that Paul, the servant of God, was going through, that there was a thorn in his flesh. A messenger of Satan was put in his flesh to keep him from being conceited. Hallelujah. In other words, to keep him from being proudful, to keep him from to keep him in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Do you know there is a level of revelations? There's a level of glory that if you are not careful, you may stray from the will of God. You may stray so easily because man will begin to think that the glory is coming out of you, not knowing the glory is emanating from the Father. Praise the Lord. As we did our morning devotion today in the morning, hallelujah. The Bible said when Jesus worked the miracle, they praised the God of Israel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we live in a generation today that we praise men for the miracle and we forget that the miracle came from God. We forget to praise the one who is seated on the throne. We forget to give him all the glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that the oil may continue to flow, but we turn the glory to man. We think because he's praying a lot is the reason why God is using him. We think because he fasts a lot is the reason why God is using him. We think because he's giving a lot of seed is the reason why God is using him. And we turn ourselves from surrendering and relying in the help from God to human power, to human strength. And that is the time where people begin to fail. People begin to fail. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is my prayer today that the grace of God will be sufficient for you. The grace of God. Hallelujah. The grace of God will be perfected in the mighty name of Jesus. At that time where you are about to give up, I pray that the grace of God is coming to pick you. The grace of God is coming to give you a second chance. The grace of God is coming to deliver you. The grace of God is coming to show you the way. The grace of God is coming to add you strength in the mighty name of Jesus, that you may go through that process that God wants you to go through in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because that mountain that has come upon you, you are meant to climb it. Glory be to God. That problem that has come upon you, you are meant to overcome it in the name of Jesus. That difficult situation is a way of promotion in the spirit. Those powers you are contending with is a way of your promotion. And tonight it is my prayer for all of us to cry out to the Lord and say, Father, I need your grace. Come and take over in the mighty name of Jesus. Come and take over this situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Show forth the thyself strong at the point of my weakness, that place where the devil thinks he has won it, that place where the devil thinks he has the advantage. There is a grace that is made perfect at the point of our weakness. May that grace come upon you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. May that grace visit you. May that grace touch you. May that grace heal you. May that grace empower you to emerge a victor in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will testify that if the Lord was not on our side, where could I be today? But God's mercy has worked for me. God's grace has defended my cause in the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty Father, I pray in the name of Jesus tonight, oh Jehovah Hadon, I perfect your grace in the life of your children who have reached at the point where they think they have failed, where they think they can't do it, where they think they can't keep going. Mighty Father, the King of Glory, let thy grace be made perfect, be made perfect, be made perfect at the point of our weaknesses. Let thy grace, be made perfect in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are emerging stronger than before. We are emerging stronger than before. With the grace of the Father, with the grace of the King, with the grace of our Lord, we are moving forward by the help of the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. By the help of the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, we are healed, we are delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. We are set free in the mighty name of Jesus. We conquer nations, we conquer nations by the help of the Spirit, by the help of the Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Eperete manos andele parademos, ependiatana mosande, eparata barantenia, opareno mosande, epeterima mosayam, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh mighty Jehovah, oh King of Glory, release grace, release grace, release grace upon Hearted Church International. Release grace, all manner of grace, to perfect thy will in the life of your children. Release grace, release grace of wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Release grace of worship, grace of prayer, grace of intercessory. Release the grace, release the grace of healing, the grace of signs and wonders, the grace of the miraculous in the mighty name of Jesus, the grace of fruitfulness, the grace of multiplication. Release the grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that wipe away our shame, wipe away our shame by your grace, wipe away our imperfection by your grace, by your grace. Take away imperfection in the name of Jesus, and bring your perfection in our worship, in our praises, in our service, in our ministry unto you, Jesus. By the help of the Holy Ghost, by the help of the Spirit, Almighty One of Judah, Almighty One of Jacob, let thy grace be sufficient in the name of Jesus, in all that we do, Jesus. Let thy grace, O parente mino coroboshata, le peterimon sondoroboshia, e pere mayantari evosha, e perina maganante, give us grace to overcome temptation. limitations. Give us grace to emerge victorious. Give us grace. O payande mina koria, e perene makandeze peteria, o pazende mitoro bashanda. Give us grace to overcome every mountain, to overcome every Goliath of our time. Give us grace to emerge victorious. Give us grace to live for you, Jesus. Give us grace to be a shining light unto our generation. Give us grace to overcome sin and temptations. Give us grace of righteousness. Give us grace of holiness. Give us grace to live for you, Jesus. Give us grace to be a light. Give us grace to make impact in our nation, in our cities, in our neighborhoods. Give us grace to bring the young men and the young women to Christ. Give us grace to touch hearts of men with the gospel of the kingdom. Give us grace to reach to the poor. Give us grace to reach to the rich. Give us grace to reach to whole nationality, to whole races, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us grace. Oh, cry for grace. Cry for grace. He says that my grace is perfected at the point of your weakness. Oh, Bayata Rababoshea. I don't know what kind of grace you need from God, but this is an opportunity to say before the Lord, cry out, open your mouth and say, Lord, give me the grace. E parine mo sande, e porobo shantari ma koria, e pete mina konto zabeteri ba 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 bosha. Give me grace, give me the wisdom I need to excel in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Give me the wisdom, the wisdom, the wisdom. I have not been performing well in my studies. I have not been doing well in my studies. But today I stand before you, Jesus. Give me the grace to do well. Give me the grace of understanding. Give me the grace of wisdom. I have been doing business, but it has not been doing well. Everything is a struggle. But today, ask for grace for business. Ask for grace that you will excel in that business. It will not fail in the mighty name of Jesus, because special grace that will attract customer, special grace that will bring creativity and innovation in what you will be doing. Haboroto sarema, epetemina konto zabite lepadash, lepetemino korobo santa, eperema shande zeketorobo shaya, ependolobo shanderima korobo sha, eperema randeri pakaterimo koria, rebendemina kantereba koria, opazene montorobo siete. Rima coria e perene mozanda rapace te buria e peria tozo parete separatua renduandua machete maconto zepetebina o parade kente manazeria. I receive grace to soar like the eagles. I receive grace. Oh, mayante mozondo robo vossieria marina mocosia e temina magande repanda matozo pata. Cry for grace. Cry for grace. What do you need? What do you need? Your own mind, your own wisdom are failed. But there is something before the Lord that can pick you, can pick you, can pick you from the dust. It was the grace of God that picked David from the dust to make him sit with the princes of his people. There's a special grace that when it come upon your life, it doesn't matter what you will be doing, hallelujah, you will excel in the spirit. speed of lightning. You will excel in that field. You will excel in your career. You will excel in your service for God. You will excel in your giftings in the name of Jesus, because there's a special grace from above that will rub upon your life in the name of Jesus, and that curse is broken. That curse of limitation is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, from today, soar in the wings of grace. So higher, go higher in the wings of grace. By the help of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, let your life be made perfect. In the name of Jesus, let your marriage be perfected. Your children be perfected. Your ministry be perfected. Your business be perfected. Everything that you do, be strengthened up. Let every crooked path be made straight by the grace of our Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Almighty Father. We worship you, Lord of hosts. Ene mosie le bazandara bo koriere bo siere bazantere mosiaya ene marei mosara bo santere babo siere mazante. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Oh, sie na 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 na. Ekeberete separide mosiere mosariera bo sande rebenderi mama mosante. Just lift up your hands before the Lord. There is something that the Lord is releasing. Habozande itoso bozande mosiete rimo mosiete rebosaya edemorotoriere marantene mosande epaboya tane mokorobo mosieri barande makorobo zande epoto parato sopatere bandorobo zande epitorobo zande makoto kolikata kindo konto la bende epatarando koteze de bereto soparate pa. Lepeto parande mekoto saperi andara bazande eperete zebenteri makoto zaparade keto etozondara pateri barante eparade mentoro bozande menteri bakatara bazande. Receive the impartation of God. From today you are living with something. Amandoro bobo seteri mama 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 eperere bo sandara baba bosie eperere bo sanderi mama. Mama, let the angels anoint you with fresh oil. Let the angels pour oil upon your head. Let them pour oil. Let them pour oil. Oil of grace. Oil of grace. Oil of grace. Oil of grace. Pour all upon your head. All that will take away shame. All that will take away disgrace. Let the oil flow. 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 That will hand ears and decays of shame and disgrace. In the mighty name of Jesus. By the grace of God, the yoke is broken. By the grace of God, affliction is coming to an end in the mighty name of Jesus, for his grace is perfect at the point of our weakness. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let the hand of God visit you now. Let the hand of God touch you now. Let the hand of God heal you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, that thing that has been tormenting you is thereby silent by the grace of God. Is rebuked by the grace of God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the mosiela la mosiela. Osilele manasielele bosiere masarabosie. In the mosarabosarie bosai.
Gozienenemos santarababosire rebasie yende manosalemosie nemosalamosie edemos sanderi babababosaria basande itoromos santarabakoria basande itozo mahanderi bakatere babosaya eparanomos santeri makoria eterimamos santeri makoria rabazende itirimos santarabosaterima epara da bazanderi mamosaya e peteri ma korobo sante e paso parade e pabo sateri bako e kabakantere baba baba e pererere o shanta maganande ze petere baba e perere mazande. There is a grace that will take you to a higher level in your prayer life, a higher level in your study life. A higher level of intimacy, a higher level of the place of prayer. A grace is coming upon you now, is coming to impact you now. O parade moziele, o parade mazande, e pakata barete pa, e poto soto robosa, e kete benderi bara, e pete zeme keto zata, e kete keto rota tata, e kete 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 kete, e kata 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 kata. That grace rub upon you. Let that grace rub upon you. Let that grace. Prayer will be easy from today. Worship will be easy from today. Praises will be easy. Opaya tabarata. Robia tabina mosate. Rebene matayo yokotaya. Ekepereno hoto zaveni. Epetolo patala patosh. Epatorobo dala patosh. Epetozo tarima. Oparade metoria. In the name of Jesus. Do you know when you are in the presence of God, there are so many things that are happening. Oh Lord, hakadi de 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 de. Release the grace of the miraculous. Receive it. It is coming upon your hands. Your hands will perform miracles. Receive the grace of the miraculous. From today, matosoliata, renu utapa tusipa, yopeata pato parata pash, lepetoshe pakato parata, lepetoshe pete pate palat, lopeta pate pakato pato 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 pa, lopato pato 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 pa. From today, out of thy hands, miracles will happen. Blind eyes will see, the dead will come to life. Ekedikadosa sakategetegedesh, legeto maganino hosieta paranu attach, lenosieta pieto paratu, elukata ekuka kakakaga, zina runa helekoto manete, lepedepedepedepede. From today, signs and wonders shall follow you. You will heal the sick. You will cleanse the lepers. You will raise the dead. You will work out miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Selele. Oh, Marie Shela Bosie. Inoso Manie. Yena Salabo. Oh. Oh, see, yes, yeah. Oh, see, yes, yeah. Oh, see, pour my life the grace that flows from the throne. Oh, breathe upon my vessel the grace that flows from the throne. Oh, pour upon my life the grace that flows from the throne. Breathe upon my vessel the grace that flows from the throne. Ah,
Open my life, the grace that flows from the throne. Breathe upon my vessel, the grace that flows from the throne. Lord, make me be a vessel for your glory. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, when you're there, Jesus, when you're there, when you're there, when you're there, miracles happen. When you're there, 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 miracles happen. When you're there, when you're there, when you're there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Just thank him for what you have received. Because in the house of the Lord, there are angels that are ascending and descending. I'm praying prophetically that if you position yourself, you will receive from the Lord. Every time we stand before the presence of God, there are blessings that God is releasing, things that money cannot buy. By the virtue of you being in the presence of God, as the woman of God has said, that the heavens are opened. I was just stirring the waters. I was stirring the waters so that you receive your portion from the Lord. Hallelujah. You receive your portion from the King of Glory. The grace that will wipe away shame. The grace that will perfect the will of the Father in your life. From today, you are not a failure. You are rising up to perfection. Because it's not by might, neither by power, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord. For you mountain before Zerubbabel, you shall become like a plain. By the grace of God, every mountain will become like a plain. You are rising higher by the help of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done and continue to do. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Hallelujah.